Hey, my peeps, it's me, Lily Butterfly Morris, and this is my first podcast, so just don't take it that seriously because like I'm still a beginner at podcasts, so yeah. Anyway, I just want to talk to y'all about a really, really, really horrible issue that happened to me over the summer. So my summer was pretty boring, to say it at the least. I would just like help out around in my house, and well, I didn't really expect that we were going to go anywhere, but then my mom announced, "Hey, you know what, guys? Someone like from our family is getting married in Tennessee. So we're gonna go down to Tennessee and see the wedding, you know, and have a week of fun, like stay there for 2 weeks or something like that." I'm like, "Okay, anything to get out of chores." So then I just like quickly packed my bags and then we went down for like a road trip. It was kind of fun. We were singing, it was funny. And then we just like, you know, went to Tennessee and we just rented a hotel. So then like at around like 4 days, my brother made friends from like the nearby neighborhood. I forgot what neighborhood it was, but it was a really big one. So then they were like mainly boys, but there were like two girls, which I like loved to talk to when I met them. So the boys were Paco, which was like around my brother's age. And then there was Julian. There was Alexis. Not like Alexis, but Alexis for some reason. I know, weird. Anyway, and I think that was it. And no, here comes the bad, worst part actually. There was this one boy named Tito. And Tito was like the troublemaker of all of them. And guess what? He had a crush on me. That's what I hated about him. Like, don't get me wrong, like I don't hate him, but like I do now. So I don't know how to explain it. It's just so weird. But anyway. I didn't even notice until like the week before coming back over here to my house. So like I don't know. I didn't know. Okay, let me just tell a story. Okay, so I promised y'all that I would tell y'all the story if you guys read the description of the last video. So I'm gonna keep my promises and do it. Okay, so I wasn't really much of an outside fan this summer. So that means like I wouldn't go outside that much. I would just be here socializing in my phone. Because my phone is live, of course. So, and I used to play with like my cousins once in a while, help around the house, you know. Excuse me. And then, one day, my mom asked me to go outside and fetch Marco for her because he needs to go do his homework because he hasn't done it. Also, if you're hearing scratching, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to do a project right now. This is my first podcast, anyway. So, yeah, I don't care. Anyway, so I went outside and he was outside playing with all his friends, all the girls, all the boys. And then I told him to come inside or else mom was gonna like kick his butt. Weird. And then I just went inside. So then I didn't really see them around for like many weeks after that. But then like I like started hanging out with the girls and then they introduced me to like the boys and everything like that. It was fine. I didn't really even know he had a crush on me. But he did keep annoying me a lot. He kept annoying me like, "Oh, Maru." They used to call me Maru for some reason. Like, "Maru over here, Maru over there. Look at me, Maru. Oh, look at me. Do you think I look nice? Oh, do you think I can do this trick? Dare me, dare me, dare me." I'm like, "Oh my God." He used to drive me insane sometimes. I just wanted to talk with the other people. But sorry. And he's like, "Come on, come on, come on, just look at me, just look at me, please, please, please." And I'm like, "Oh, you're so annoying." So then, like, we spent a lot of time as friends, blah, 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 blah. But then, like, the day before the wedding, it happened. So I was at another friend's house. Her name was Melanie. She was, like, visiting her grandparents who lived in Tennessee, and she's from California. Oh, how I miss her. Anyway, she was like one of my best friends at that time because like she would like actually like hang out with me. We would watch Flamingo. Roblox videos. And then I was just at her house hanging outside at her lawn. And then Ugga comes up to me. And then he's like, OMG, do you like Tito? And I'm like, oh. So then he's like, do you like someone from Chicago? And that's when it hit me that Tito had a crush on me. So then I had to make up a lie that way I could get him off my track. So I'm like, oh yeah, I really like someone from Chicago. His name is John and he's very nice and handsome. And he's the best and he makes me feel welcome. And yeah, and then I like pretended I was in love or whatever. And then he's like, okay. And then he just left. And then I just forgot about it. But he went right up to Tito and told me everything. He was his messenger the whole time. And I'm like, oh my God, what a wimp. He can't like say it to me like at all. Oh my God. So then time passed. And then my phone like got drained really fast. And I'm like, oh no, I have to go charge it because like it charges wirelessly because I think I broke the battery slot. I don't know. So then I just went to my house or like the hotel, whatever it was. And then the unimaginable happened. Okay. I was walking by getting ready to go inside the hotel. And then my brother, my annoying brother, shouts out, hey, Maru, do you know that someone has a crush on you? Someone loves you? And then I just made a run for it to my hotel. I just completely didn't look back. And I just made a run for it. I'm like, oh my God, this little tiny little bit. So then I just went back inside and then I had Melanie Snapchat and we were like, oh my God, what do I do? And she's like, just run to over to my house. But put your Converse on because like I had chanclas on for some reason. Well, not chanclas, but huaraches. Yeah. So then I just like went running with my cousin to her house when the coast was clear. And by I mean like the coast was clear, it's because they were actually hunting me down. All the boys and Tito, and including my brother, my own brother, were hunting me down. So, like, I got pretty nervous, and I asked my cousin for, like, company. I was just telling, I lied to her, like, that we were gonna have a race. And she didn't know that people were hunting me down right now. So, that's the crazy part. But, anyways, I went to Melanie, I talked about the situation with her. She confronted me. She's like, I'll keep a lookout on you. She's like a really good friend. I'm so lucky I met her. I'm so lucky. So then we just like hang out at my house. And then whenever the boys came near, she would be like, duck, duck, duck. Because we were like on her porch. So I used to duck behind like a flower pot. And they wouldn't see me. And I'm like, oh, thank the Lord. So we just watched Flamingo. And then, yeah, and then the night ended and everyone went back to their houses. So then I'm like, okay, thank the Lord, I don't have to face him anymore. So then the next day was the wedding and I was getting ready and Marco was playing around with Tito and his friends again. And I'm like, ugh, I hate this boy. So then I had to like just ignore him even though he's like looking at me with those puppy eyes or whatever, those disgusting puppy eyes. So then I just like went to the party and we had a good time with all my cousins and everything. And but then I was dancing and I didn't know that Marco had invited all his friends. So I was dancing with my cousins who were like the same age as me. And we were just dancing on the dance floor. It was pretty fun. We were dancing a lot of rap. And then he just kept looking at me. Not like my brother, but like Tito kept looking at me, especially like my, like, you know, butt and everything like that. Ugh, this is so embarrassing. Anyway, he just kept looking at me and then like started turning red. And I'm like, ew, no. No, this is not happening today. It is not happening. So then I just like stopped dancing immediately and just kept looking at him. And then he realized that I was looking at him like in an evil way. Then he's like, oh no, I'm out. And then he just went outside with all the other friends and pals and my brother. Oh, thank the Lord. So for the rest of the night, I kind of faced him, but like, I didn't. So then, like, you know, like every happy thing, even if it's a bad thing, must come to an end. Thank the Lord. So we were packing up and we're getting ready to go back to our house. So then, like, Melanie left 3 days earlier than us, back to California. So like, we had Snapchat and everything. So we like, we're like, keep in touch. And I'm like, okay. So then, I was getting ready and I was putting all the like maletas or like baggage outside. And then I heard Alexis and Tito talking on the curb, and they're like, well, are you gonna kiss Lily? Come on, she's about to leave. And then I'm like, ah, hell no. He's gonna kiss me now. Haven't I had enough of him? So yeah, I just like pressured my mom into getting out of that town, and then I just went away. And I never saw or heard from him again until now. So yeah. And then a few days later, today, like a few days before this day, the unimaginable happened. My mom said, hey, why don't we go back to Tennessee? I really liked it. And then I'm like, no, facing that boy again? Nah-uh. And she's like, oh, come on, it's just one boy. And then I'm like, fine. So yeah, big news, we're probably gonna go to Tennessee again, but I just don't wanna face Mr. Big. But it's gonna be hard because my brother's friends with him. And like a very, very big friend with Mr. Biglips. So, how am I gonna do this? Well, I had a little chat with my brother. And I told him if he ever gets near me, just beat him up. So, yeah, I told him that. So, yeah, I'm just trying to keep him away from me. He's a really creepy person with a creepy backstory. And I hope he never loves me again. And if he does, well, he's gonna see the gateways to a thing called hell. Yeah. Thanks for listening to my podcast. I know this is so weird. It's my first one yet. But, like, I told you guys, like, the story of Tito. We now call him Mr. Big Lips. And I've, like, told the story to all my friends who are watching right now. And they're like, hey, let's name him Mr. Big Lips. So, like, yeah. Mr. Big Lips was his new nickname. So I'm just hoping he likes someone else instead of me. If he does, then hallelujah, I can live in peace. But until then, until we go to Tennessee, who knows? Thanks for watching. Bye.